Yeah, Neville here. It's Friday, August the 21st, and just want to share some thoughts in response to a post, a question actually raised by Jed Hallam of Wolfstar PR on his Rockstar PR blog. Cool name, Jed, by the way. And he names me, he's actually asked me of one of the five people he kind of pointed at to say, what do you guys consider as too much information? So a bit of background. It's about the question specifically, where does community end and corporation begin? A good question. And it occurs to me, I suppose, to think in the broad sense, where does community end and corporation begin? There's a blurring line. There is not a clear dividing line between your activities online in terms of your sharing and what hat you wear, whether this is just you as an individual or whether it's you representing your organization, if that's what you're doing online. To me, it's common sense more than anything else as to what you share online. But it's a huge topic, Jed, actually, because if you think about it, one thing I observe online is it never ceases to astonish me how much information people seem willing to disclose about themselves online that is hugely personal. It's kind of almost like an identity thief's dream resource. Facebook profiles, links from Twitter, LinkedIn information, even that's publicly available. Your blog, all the places you're involved in, and I'm involved in a lot. I'm very promiscuous online in that regard. I actually didn't notice until I was checking something on my Google profile, which finds everything online. There's a huge list of places that I'm present, some of which I signed up for years ago, never been back since, but Google knows about them. So it's common sense when you share. Where does community end and corporation begin? If you're out there fostering community as part of your job, in other words, this is a structured, strategic, or tactical, measurable goal, you'll behave differently than if you're just natural. In my personal view, I wear the natural hat at all times, whatever I do online, wherever I am. Maybe it's different because I don't work for a corporation, I work for myself or the clients that who hire me. I tend to be circumspect on a lot of things that I won't say online that I might know about, and that's just common sense. Sometimes it's courtesy not to say something. A good example, a workshop I was presenting at the other day in London. I'm listening to people talking about their issues. I'm listening to people talking about what they want. I could have tweeted all of those things because we were tweeting it. And there's some stuff I heard from some of the presenters that it would have been obvious to any reasonable person that here was some commercially sensitive information. What are you going to do? Tweet it? Of course you're not. You use your common sense. The same applies to any kind of activity. And this goes back, I suppose, even to the early days of social media, in particular in blogs, when all the concerns about, can't trust the employees, there's disclosure risks, intellectual property risks, theft of information, all that stuff. Well, common sense. It has risks, though, when you allow it. But are you going to not do it because of the perceived risk? Some people are like that. So you have to make your own choices there, really. But for me, the blur is huge, and I don't behave any differently in what I do online. I try to be as natural as possible. And therefore, that gives people and kind of an insight into who I am. And of course, it's not totally uncontrolled. I'm deliberate in many of the things that I do and how I say what I do, where I say it, and things like that. That, in my view, adds to the connectedness that I have with people because it seems more genuine. I certainly believe that about others that I connect to who behave in similar ways. So, as Jed mentions in his post, where does the sharing stop and the competition start? Yeah, it's interesting. You give away things, you talk to people, you share thinking and stuff that you otherwise you wouldn't normally, or in the old way of doing it, you wouldn't, because you see someone, well, he or she's a competitor. I'm not going to tell he or she that. I don't think that way at all. These things kind of go around and come around. There's paybacks down the line if you want to think of it that way. There are risks, of course there are, so you use your common sense. That's what it keeps coming back to from my point of view. Anyway, some initial thoughts, Jed. Liked your post. I haven't read what anyone else has said, by the way. Maybe I should do that, but it's a good thing to stimulate some discussion on a huge topic. Thanks for doing it.